There's no one here today, so I just try to. Let me just. We just try to we'll go over something which we discussed recently. I just want to maybe bring it out from a different angle slightly. The Nakuda is, let's go back. Here we go to the Sikh of Pasha B'Yishlach. Pasha B'Yishlach, the Rebbe says, it's very interesting because the Rebbe goes in a Seder. The Rebbe doesn't repeat himself. He's going in a Seder. He's continuously moving forward. So he came to the beginning of Chodesh Kislev. The Rebbe said, this is Chodesh Agula, and he explained that Chodesh Kislev, that was Pasha's told us, that is the Leda of Mashiach. That was the Leda of Mashiach.
Leda?
The Leda, the birth of Mashiach. Fine? So now, that's what the Rebbe said then, and the whole Sikh was all about to recognize Mitzvah of Melech HaMashiach, etc. Then he goes over to Pasha's shoulders, then goes Vayetzeh, then comes Vayishlach. Here Vayishlach is now already in the middle of the month, already 15 days into the month. And here the Rebbe says, okay, in the beginning of the month, Rosh Chodesh, by the birth of the moon, by the new moon, that was the Leda of Mashiach. Now we've come to the full span of Mashiach, right? So the Rebbe says, now we have the full span of Mashiach. What goes next? So the Rebbe says, now, what's happening, usually when this moon comes to the full span, it starts diminishing. So the Rebbe says, the fact that the moon is diminishing in its size, that means it's giving out less light, is really not going to do because we're losing ground. No, on the contrary, the moon, the way it works with Gashem is the moon in the second half of the month starts getting smaller because it's getting closer to the sun. So the Rebbe says, really, if you look at it correctly, you realize the moon is actually getting closer. So the Rebbe says like this, we have the beginning of the month with the birth, now we have the full span of Mashiach, and now we're getting even closer to the sun. We're getting to the sun close in a way which is above the description of. So now we have. The Rebbe explains that now after the 15th day of the month, the moon is coming smaller. Actually, we're getting closer to the sun. So we have to actually give attention to the fact that really we're getting closer to the sun. Now, the question is, it's amazing. It's an amazing idea. So what the Rebbe tells us is that I've just put it in the Rebbe's words. In the Rebbe's words, tells us in the first half of the month, the moon, which refers to Klal Yisrael, we're like Doima Lelavona, we are on the receiving end. So the sun is we're on the receiving end. So in the beginning, the moon receives all its light from the sun. So in the beginning, the moon is increasing in its light. From the beginning of the month all the way till the 15th, the moon is increasing in its light because it's receiving more light from the sun. It's receiving more and more. What happens when the second half of the month, when it starts diminishing in size? So Rebbe says, no, it's not because it's losing anything. No, it's coming closer to the sun. And therefore, it's moving over to a new realm. What's it moving over to a new realm? That it's now coming independent. It's not dependent on the sun. It's now not Mekabel from the Mashpia. Now the Mekabel, the moon itself, is giving out. So now, this is what the Rebbe explains. So now the Rebbe explains, we have the second half of the month, the full span of Mashiach, and we already received everything from Mashiach. Mashiach has fully revealed himself. We're on the receiving end, we received everything, and now we're on our own, we're already independent, we can give out light ourselves. Okay, something like that. So this is all beautiful. When you look at the Sikh, you learn the Sikh, it's all beautiful thoughts. But practically speaking, the question is, what is it? So now we have the Rebbe sort of said, we have a full span, and now it's getting darker. What have we got out this coming darker? So just to explain it, we have the Alter Rebbe told us in Tanya, Einei Govade. It's amazing, right? Nevertheless, we always knew we have a problem that Einei Govade. We're in Golos, we're stuck in Golos, we're stuck in our yeshus and everything. So maybe Einei Govade, but we're not fully connected to Einei Govade, right? So now we have from the Alter Rebbe, we have seven generations to the Rebbe. And now the Rebbe is telling us, not only in Eid Mavade, the Rebbe says, in Eid Mavade, in Eilam Hazeh, Melech HaMashiach, Iskalas and Melech HaMashiach. So it's right in Eilam Hazeh. And then the Rebbe tells us, okay, we have the Leda of the birth of Melech HaMashiach. Now we have the full span of Melech HaMashiach. And what is continuing now? And now we've gone beyond the full span. We're ready independently, just become Mashpiyim. We're not ready on the receiving end. We are now giving out. We are emanating light in ourselves. But practically speaking, so all of this, you can, all these beautiful things, we're stuck in the same situation as we were, like, similarly to, like, the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe told us Ein Elavade, and we still didn't have the Ein Elavade because we were stuck in Golos. We didn't get the full Ein Elavade. And here the Rebbe is telling us not only Ein Elavade, he's telling us Mashiach, and we're still stuck in the darkness. The practically speaking, the moon is coming less, so getting the light of the moon is getting less at the second half of the month. So what are we really, what are the Rebbe telling us here? It seems to be the same style as from the Alter Rebbe, that we're telling us the truth, but the truth is l'cheira unrelated to us. We're very far from the truth. So this is the question. So just to answer this is to get to understand this, that this situation we see now today, the Rebbe says, yes, Alter Rebbe told us Ein Elavade, and the Alter Rebbe told us Ein Elavade is in Ruchnis. He didn't tell us Ein Elavade Begashmis. Begashmis, the way it means that our end, we didn't see Ein Elavade. The Rebbe is talking about Melech Mashiach, which when you say Melech Mashiach, that means Ein Elavade is in the Olam Hazeh. Otherwise, it's not Melech Mashiach, right? It's not Gula, it's not Melech Mashiach. Means everything in the Olam Hazeh. Now the Rebbe tells us we have the full span of Melech Mashiach. Full span of everything. So, and now it's on the receiving end. We're now on the receiving end. We're actually closer. We're in the giving end. We're beyond the receiving end. We've passed the full span. Now we're on the giving end. We're beyond the receiving end. So now, what this means, and this is the point, that whatever we see now is not going to change. This is the point. There is nothing going to change. And in other words, if we imagine the Gula, if someone's expecting something is going to change, and because of that, and that change is going to bring about the Gula, he is putting himself into Golas. Because this is what the Rebbe told, the Rebbe is telling us, you have the birth of Melech Mashiach, you have the full span of Melech Mashiach, and now you're not on the receiving end and on the anymore, you're not on the receiving end, you are now on the giving end. What that means is, any changes now is not going to happen from around you, it's going to happen from within you. What does that mean practically speaking? Practically speaking, let's take the night, the actual night, when you have the moon, that the Rebbe is telling us that now the Levona can emanate light, give out light just like the sun. So that basically means that, like it says, the Torah tells us we have light, and Moshe Mashiach is going to come, we're going to have Laila Kayem Yoir, the light is going to be just as light as the day, because the Levona itself is going to be giving out light. So the fact that the Rebbe is telling us now it's on our end, on the Levona, that we should start emanating light. This basically means that the night which we see today, the night, the darkness, whether we're talking Baruchness, the goal is darkness, or we're talking physically the Gashness, but night it's dark, that is not going to change. Because everything from the giving end of the Rebbe, we on the receiving end, and the giving end coming from the Rebbe, or giving end coming from the Torah, everything has been given to us. The only thing is now is we should start giving. We should move over from the receiving end and start giving. And what does that mean? That we should have to realize that this night, what we saw once upon a time, this night is dark. It was dark. We couldn't change it. Now, this night is not going to change. But if our perception of this night is going to change, then we can affect the difference on this night. What does that mean? That night, we can learn now how to be successful and to be productive by night, just as we can be productive by day. By day, things are light. We can go to work. We can do things. We can accomplish things. By night, things are dark. We can't accomplish so much. Now the Rebbe is telling us we can find within ourselves how to accomplish by night what things which we couldn't do by day. There's certain advantages by day and there's certain advantages by night. Now, once upon a time, whatever advantages there were by night, once upon a time was very, very limited. It's always written in Gemara, there's certain advantages by night. There's certain crop which grow from the moon. There was always some advantage by night. Yeah, but now we have the means and ways how to bring out all the advantages by night and to expand in it till the night should be so productive as it is by day. We don't have to be doing the same thing as by day, but there's certain things we can be more productive by night than by day. And it depends on us to take this night and change it. And me, so this, when we say, when it says, it does not mean the night is going to lose its description as night and it's going to turn to day. That's not what it means. It means a night as we know it as night. This is something which is explained in the Siddur regarding the Tzimtzum, whatever is explained. that whatever is currently the tzimtzum is meant to turn into oil. So Chassidus explained that this tzimtzum is not going to disappear. This night is not going to disappear. Just that this night, as it is in the category of night, in the characteristics of night, will be able to accomplish as much as we can accomplish today. And this is what the Rebbe is telling us. So therefore, the Rebbe is telling us, he has given that we have the full span of Mashiach, and now it's on our end to start taking our situation, with the goddess we are, whatever it is, and turning it over into night. And so therefore, the whole goal is in our hands. This is the basic idea, what it is. So it's basically into, and which means, Pashav Gashmis, that we have to change the night. Just to explain this a bit, you have something, the things we all know, there is like, say, you have a tzaddik, and you have a baal tshuva, right? So we all know in Siddhas, a certain virtues a tzaddik has, which a baal tshuva doesn't have, and a certain virtues a baal tshuva has, which a tzaddik doesn't have, right? It's always discussed, right? There's certain, or, take another example, you have the nefesh rakis and the nefesh habamis. The nefesh rakis has certain advantages, which is very obvious, doesn't need explaining. The nefesh rakis is connected to the Eibishter, so it has its advantages. But there's certain advantages in the nefesh habamis. What advantages nefesh habamis? So Chassidus explains us, and we've all learned it, that Chassidus, nefesh habamis is much more powerful, it's more stronger. Rav tuas b'koyach sheh, it has more power. And so when you take the Nefesh HaBamis and you bring it to love Hashem, you bring it to avoid this Hashem, the force which the Nefesh HaBamis has, this koyach, is much stronger, the highest, and all of that, whatever the strength there, is much more than Nefesh HaKis. So what happens is, when you get the Nefesh HaKis, you bring him into avoid this Hashem, and he goes along with you, that empowers the Nefesh HaKis is much greater power, right? Now, comes the question, what is going to happen in Moshe Mashiach? Moshe Mashiach, Nefesh HaBamis is not going to be existing, right? But tshuvas, b'cheira, are going to be off the board, finished. No one doing aveis, no one does tshuva, right? Whatever you do, any tshuva you did in Zman HaGolus, finished. Now he comes Mashiach, we're all going to be doing mitzvah, we're all going to be tzaddikim morim. So the value of, let's say, the way it says it in the scissors, the value of his skafia, breaking your Nefesh HaBamis, or the value of Baal Tshuva running away from the bad, this chayz, Baal Tshuva has to run away from the bad, that value is going to be lost. So Chassidus addresses this shayla, and what is the answer? The shayla goes like this, the answer goes like this, that once the Nefesh HaBamis has empowered the Nefesh HaKis with more strength, that means because the Nefesh HaBamis is more stronger, he has his koyach, which the Nefesh HaKis doesn't have. So once the Nefesh HaBamis joins hands with the Nefesh HaKis and gets enrolled in Avodas Hashem and it helps the Nefesh HaKis, so the Nefesh HaBamis gives the Nefesh HaKis this power, empowers the Nefesh HaKis with greater power. Once the Nefesh HaBamis is empowered, the Nefesh HaKis with greater power, the Nefesh HaKis doesn't need the Nefesh HaBamis anymore. It can continue to go with its power received from the Nefesh HaBamis. This is what it's explained. So let's take it back to our situation. What does it mean? That, yes, true, the Baal Tshuva has more miles than the tzaddik, a greater strength than the tzaddik. The Nefesh HaBamis has more koyach than Nefesh HaKis. But once we've taken the Nefesh, we've brought Mashiach, we've taken the Nefesh HaBamis, and we've brought the Nefesh HaBamis, we have taken the Nefesh HaBamis to help us in our way to the Hashem. And the Baal Tshuvas have all done tshuva. Then you have the Gilu of Mashiach. Then we have the Baal Tshuva remains with the koyach he received from being a Baal Tshuva. He remains in Moshe Mashiach. He will continue to be a tzaddik. He will have this power which he had before when he was about tshuva. The same thing with the Nefesh HaKis will remain with the power which he has with the Nefesh HaBamis. But this is a general explanation. But let's try to understand it, because really there's something missing over here. This is the explanation which is given. This is the explanation that the Rebbe brings down. It's coming from Chassidus. But there's something missing over here. Because let's understand it very simply. Let's say someone is about tshuva, right? When we moved over to Moshe Mashiach, he has a certain strength which the tzaddik doesn't have. When I have to fight my Nefesh HaBamis, I have a certain strength which my Nefesh HaKis does not have, right? When Mashiach is going to come, I'm not going to have to fight my Nefesh HaBamis anymore. This strength should, logically speaking, wear off. So this explanation, what the Chassidus is giving us, L'cheira doesn't really, the reality, the way we know it, Unless you're going to tell us a new reality, it's a different reality. You're going to tell us a different reality. They don't have to answer any questions at all. It's a different reality. What do I know? Okay. But the chassidus is here, especially the Rebbe, is trying to explain us something. Not just tell us it's a different reality. He's trying to explain us that we should be able to understand, identify with it. This explanation really is not sufficient, because the wherever inspiration and power I got from my Nefesh HaBamis, if I don't have my get to fight with it, this inspiration is going to be lost eventually. So here comes the Nekuda. And this is the Nekuda which we always bringing out, we always trying to bring out. We are staying the same people. What was the same person? I know all the mistakes I've done my whole life. These mistakes are not disappearing. It's, you know, I've been a yukel most of my life. Most of my life I've been a yukel. This yukel part is never going away. It's part of reality. The only thing which is going to change is that I'm going to realize, you know, that this, I was a yukel, was in order for me to be creative and overcome my yukel shaft. Or let's say this one, I had my Nefesh HaBamis drawing me into Averis, was only in order for me to overcome it. So let's understand what it means. My Nefesh HaBamis, let's put it in these words. The core essence of the Nefesh HaBamis, the etzem of the Nefesh HaBamis, yeah, is remaining. That means the me as I know myself is remaining. Will the Nefesh HaBamis tempt me to do an Aveda? It won't. Why? Not because he won't tempt me. Because I'm going to come to realize, I'm going to come smarter. I'm going to see how life works. I'm going to realize, once upon a time, we explained this all along, once upon a time, life, you couldn't always see how the truth of the Torah and the truth of the Eibishter in life. Today, the Rebbe is telling us you can see it in life, in real life. So now I'm going to see it doesn't pay to do that better. So what am I going to realize? That my whole Nefesh HaBamis, all my Vedas, all my temptations, is just for me to be able to overcome that. Well, that's what it means. I should come to realize that when the Gula is going to come, it should be me bringing the Gula. The Gula is going to be my creativity. What is it going to be? My creativity. I realized that this thing, the Nefesh HaBamis, has no value, has no help, and therefore I'm going to change my direction of my life, and I'm going to dedicate myself more to Torah. It's all going to come through my own realization, my own working it out. So I'm going to change myself. I'm going to become a different person. But me, who I am, is always there. It's just the only difference by Meis HaMashiach is I'm going to realize now at this present moment, I know there's two things. There's my temptations of my Yitzhara, my drives and all the things I want, and you know, different things. Then there's also the Eibishter. I know the truth is the Eibishter, but a lot of times I sort of allow myself to be drawn by my Nefesh HaBamis. So this is the way it is. So there's two things. There's the Eibishter and there's the world. What's going to happen with the Meis HaMashiach is I'm going to come to realize, which this is not, let's not say what's going to happen in the Meis HaMashiach. What's going to happen to me? The Rebbe said he's brought the Meis HaMashiach to us. So now what it depends, all depends on me. What is going to happen to me? I'm going to realize that all these temptations is all to bring out my qualities that are smart, of overcoming them and coming to realize the truth of the Torah. So these things are never going away. The only thing which is going to be different, that I will realize that all of these is only to bring out my personal shaykh, my personal initiative in identifying with the Gula, and that's what it is. So it never goes away. So therefore, when it comes to say, why would I won't have a Nefesh HaBamis, so these drives, I won't have this Nefesh HaBamis behind me, disturbing me. So how will I have this force of the Nefesh HaBamis in helping my Nefesh HaKis when Mashiach will come? This Nefesh, it's going to be the same me. It's just I'm going to realize why my Nefesh HaBamis tempts me. It's only in order to bring up my individual initiative in identifying with the Gula. So that's why I won't succumb to my Nefesh HaBamis. Draw me, attract me, because I'm going to be so I'm going to so realize how the whole purpose, what its purpose is. And therefore, I'm going to be, so therefore, I will have the full drive, whichever the Nefesh HaBamis can, all the advantages of Nefesh HaBamis, I'm always going to have with me, because it's going to be the same person, the same me. That's more or less it. So this would be the same thing we're talking about the night. The night is staying where it is. We are going to now be creative and take this night and bring out this night how we can be productive by night just as by day. There's certain things we can do by night which cannot be accomplished by day, whatever it is. Let's say a good example is for bringing 770. One of for bringing by day, it doesn't work. But now you can bring better. So this is but we're talking in a broader sense that we could be able to accomplish. This is what's going to change. Fine. Therefore, if we just continue with another point, add another point, or we leave it here, whatever you want, it's up to you. Shall I continue with another point, or? Therefore, it says in Chassidus that Klipa, an Aveda, has no existence. Klipa has an Aveda, no existence. Now, this concept of saying an Aveda has no existence is a very hard thing to understand. What do you mean an Aveda has no existence? This table exists. It exists because the Gashmis exists. When I do an Aveda, Chas v'Shalom, what do they mean it doesn't exist? Now, Chassidus explains it, it's called Klipa's head, it doesn't exist. What do they mean it doesn't exist? So there's explanation of Chassidus, and it's there, but it's very hard, it's abstract, it's all the way. Now, take this whole same explanation, just put it in the context of what we've just now discussed. This is the way the Rebbe presents it. We can very well understand what it means it has no existence. What's going to happen when Mashiach comes? When Mashiach comes, let's say in a better words, when I change my perception and I begin to realize how I have every opportunity to serve Hashem, and it only works for my benefit to serve Hashem, which that is the scholars of Mashiach, right? So what will happen then? What is happening? I know in my past, I've done this thing wrong, and this thing wrong, and this thing wrong. All these things wrong. What does that mean when I'm told that this Aveda, which I did, is not there? I did it. It's a fact of reality. So here it is. So let's take it on two levels. Take the common example which we were always using, this horse. When I see the horse in your Moshe Mashiach, I'm going to see. The only reason why I can't possibly go take it and eat it, the only reason is in order to be able to fill Hashem's command not to eat it. So here, there's a physical fact, I can eat it. And nevertheless, what I realize is this physical fact, it has no metzias. Why? Because its only purpose is that I should not eat it to fulfill Hashem's mitzvah. The only reason why I can eat it, in order to be able to fulfill Hashem's mitzvah and not eat it. The same thing would be applying about, let's say, anything I've done in the past. I've done things, I know my things, I've done my past, I have a lot of things to deal with, which I've never done things straight, yeah? What is going to happen in Moshe Mashiach? All those things, I'm going to realize everything which I did wrong in the past was only to bring out my individual characteristic as someone who's done things wrong to come and realize how it's better to follow Hashem. When someone else is going to follow Hashem, it does not have the same meaning for me when I will follow Hashem. When I, with my own characteristics, as I know myself, let's say, as being a yukel, and as doing things wrong, I will come to realize that it's worthwhile for me to follow Hashem. So I'm going to look back at everything I've done wrong in the past. How will I view it? I'm going to view it. Everything I did wrong in the past, it was terrible. The whole purpose was to bring in my individual personality as a person who's done wrong to do things right. And that's going to be the beauty, my personal appreciation of the gula, that I'm going to realize that it was all just to bring out me as this bad person now connecting fully to Hashem. So that what it means, the bad will not be existing. So I think that's more or less it. I think we should leave it here. Okay, so I just want to bring out at this point how you have this concept of chassidus, which is klipa, header, the klipa is not here. Once we take this concept and apply it to ourselves, not as talking about the Eibishter is curly off him, klipa is header. That's what it says. So it's very hard to understand it. when we take it and actually apply it to ourselves, the way the Rebbe puts it, it's actually part of our Avodah, it makes very, very, makes very beautiful sense. Okay. Hatzlucha Rabbe, and we leave it by this, okay? Okay.